Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts, I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Welcome to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Look, get involved, get engaged, right? Wake up. Look around, wake up. Can't keep your eyes closed forever. It will come to bite you eventually. I don't care who you think you are or how strong you are or whatever. It will come back to bite you. If you don't engage, you don't get involved. You don't find out what's going on. All right, head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Mike Liddell is still making a strong shot at all of this. And maybe you don't agree with him. You don't agree with the way he's doing stuff. But let me tell you what. First of all, he's got great product. Okay? He's got people working in this country and plants in this country. Think about all the people he's employing. He pays them well. They pay taxes. The businesses around his plants do well. And the money stays here. You're not sending your money to a country that hates your guts. They can't stand you. I do not understand the American mindset at times. You want stuff for less money? Fine. But you want stuff that comes from a country that can't stand you? Doesn't really much care? You know, as to what they're putting in their product? Again, I say 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, I get to the touchy stuff, whether you like it or not. You know, a lot of times I talk about how we seem to love to hurt our children, our young ones. It's just so wrong in so many ways, and we don't really even care. No, we don't. Here's what I got to prove, you know. The uneducated people who said, you know, no vaccines, they weren't going to get them because they hadn't been tested long enough. I'm not talking about those people who said they had their baby cells in them. I'm talking about the ones that said, wait a minute, even as vaccines go, you got to test it a little bit. And then when we saw the stuff going on, we saw the things that were going on with the vaccines, with people who had got the vaccines, and the ill effects it had on people almost immediately. What happened? You know, we were talking about the CDC. Nothing to see here. Keep going. But there was much to see. And then some of us who said, look, how in God's creation can you let 12-year-olds make decisions on whether or not they should have body parts cut off? Think about it. You can't. It doesn't make any sense. How do you let kids make life-altering decisions? And don't give me this stuff. They know better than we do. They're smarter than we are. Because nothing slows them down. Nothing. Right. Ignorance is bliss. 15-year-olds do not, and down, do not know the long-term effects of some of these things that are being done to them. They're looking at mommy and daddy who are being told that your kid's going to be dead if you don't let them do this, which is a lie. The numbers do not bear it out. I give you websites to go to prove it. 15-year study now. They're calling it a groundbreaking study of the Netherlands. And we've always looked at the Netherlands and places like that. Right? To these more liberal issues. In a groundbreaking study conducted over the course of 15 years, researchers from the University of Groningen in the Netherlands, if I pronounce it wrong, I'm sorry, they've shed light on the trajectory of gender identity among children. The study involving more than 2,700 participants tracked from age 11 into their mid-20s has revealed, ready for this, compelling insight into the phenomenon of gender confusion. Now, they're calling it gender confusion. I wonder why that is. The journey of gender confusion, right, you find in the journal archives of sexual behavior, it challenged prevailing assumptions about the preeminence of gender nonconformity. And it starts with children around 10 or 11 years old. Now, initially, around 11% of participants expressed feelings of gender non-contentedness. Boy, they keep coming up with these words. At the onset of the study, reflecting a significant segment grappling with their gender identity during early adolescence. People on a regular basis. My daughters, my wife, and other women that I know, they're open and honest about this. They said point blank, they didn't feel right in their bodies. They always felt like they were in the wrong body as a teen or a little kid. I was never a girl, so I don't know what that means, but most of them said they just didn't like what was happening to their body. They didn't think it was they should be in it. As the study progressed, researchers observed a notable trend. The majority of participants eventually outgrew their feelings of gender confusion by the age of 25. Remember, your brain doesn't fully develop until you're 26. I mean, is there any coincidence that Obama extended how long you could be on your parents' health care to 26? Only 4% reported after that period still having the experience of discontentness with their gender. So as time went on, they came to grips with who they were. Give that some thought. We'll be back in a few minutes. A lot more to this story we're going to go through. Be right back. Joe Messina, your host.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
I am at it again, whether you like it or not. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know how it works. You know how it goes. And again, we're talking about the transgender community and truly what other countries that we're looking at. You know, I just had this conversation with somebody a while back. Well, actually, last weekend. I didn't want to hear it. And the reality is, look, here's the deal. You've got other countries now that go, wait a minute, I got to slow this thing down. We got some problems, right? And I think, what is it, the Netherlands have done this. Some of these countries have already been into this for years. And now they're saying, oh, wait a minute. This may not be so good. And that's why it's important to, you know, I've been saying it. They think I'm just against the community. I'm against these kids. I'm against whatever. I don't really care. But the study that came out of the Netherlands has been happening for about 50 years. This is not, the Netherlands are not known for being a right-wing conservative, you know, Christian community. And now they're talking about the harm it's been doing to the kids, and they don't have enough research on it. Right? They studied this for 15 years, and well over 90% of these kids grow out of it by the time they're 25. So now you're chopping up parts and pieces. You're giving them hormone blockers, which is detrimental to their health big time. And I feel bad for some of you parents that you just distrust the right so much. You just distrust conservatives. You distrust religious people so much that you won't listen to any kind of reason. Everything coming out of their mouth has to be a lie, and that's just not a way to handle yourself. But now you're seeing it. We were right. And I know you hate that. Some people hate the way that's said, but we were right. Or correct. And we were so correct that now you're seeing the UK, right? You're seeing the Netherlands. All these countries that are propping up and going, wait a minute, stop. We're not doing this anymore. Study findings hold profound implications for debates surrounding gender affirmation interventions, according to the article, particularly in the realm of medical treatments. In other words, no puberty blockers. No hormone blockers. No gender reassignment surgery for minors. Hang tight. Let's make sure we know what we're doing. You don't need medical intervention, again, because all the studies show that this will resolve itself by the time that person is about 25 years old or before. Patrick Brown, a fellow at the Conservative Ethics and Public Policy Center, he emphasized the need for caution in addressing gender identity issues among adolescents. He highlighted the study's revelation that rates of satisfaction with gender identity tend to diminish over time. Cautioned against hasty decisions, medical interventions, he said, look, what they need really, truly is solid counseling, solid mental health counseling. Right, the study insights come from a backdrop of rising rates of gender dysphoria. I mean, you don't make these kind of changes. You don't have this kind of increase in these issues. Not this fast, not this easy. A recent report by the health data analysis firm Definitive Healthcare revealed a concerning increase in gender dysphoria diagnosis in nearly every state from 2018 to 2022. Some are attributing it to the influence of TikTok and other social media sites. Look, remember something. It's a child is sitting there. And they're not going to their parents for help. And they're sitting there and they're watching TikTok and they're watching Reels on Facebook or Twitter. And they see somebody come on to, similar to them talking about the same issues they had. And said, I had this surgery and now I feel like $1 million. All of a sudden, they think that's for them. They think that's what how they should be feeling. They think that's the way to go. Where if you allowed them to interact with their parents on these issues, you really would understand and know what was going on. And the surgeon diagnosis has coincided with a significant rise in transgender surgeries. So they're quick to diagnose and offer the surgery. They're calling it gender-affirming care. Right? Because they want the kids to be happy. We're all about making sure they're happy. My kids would have been happy if I fed them hot fudge sundaes every night. Instead of real food. Now, the university's 15-year study offered a nuanced understanding of the development and trajectory of gender identity, especially in children. It illuminated the fluidity of gender nonconformity over time. The research underscores the importance of comprehensive support. In other words, it's a very complex issue, and you don't quickly make a decision. That's why I say to you parents that just want to fit in, you want your child to feel happy. Were you into the momentary happiness or long-term happiness? right? I'm just asking. Now, they're saying it's to promote the health and the well-being of these young people. Maybe it's not. Okay? You're really, 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 you need to make sure that that's truly what's going on with these children. And it doesn't take 20 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour and a half to work it through. And again, if the majority of them are coming back to their, or understanding that their original gender is what they are, why would you rush it? Really? You know, the questions you got to ask yourself. When you start reading these, why don't you start looking for these kind of stories? I've talked to people that are 100% sold out on this. Right? And we... They don't want to switch. They don't want to think about doing anything else. And the biggest reason behind it is because their son or daughter is very happy. And they'll tell you that. That's exactly why. And that's scary because you're making a decision based on how the child feels, not on, what's that, what they keep telling us? Oh, yeah, science. That's right. Not on science. Just amazing. Well, the Supreme Court... Well, they may have to step up and step up big time. So the court moves, they're going to move the gun ban challenges to conference. They're going to take the gun ban on these, what are they called, AR bans on, you know, assault rifles. Many, many, many states are trying to institute challenges to magazine bans and assault weapon bans, that kind of thing. And what assault weapon is. Right? It's any semi-automatic. That means every handgun that's a semi-automatic and not a revolver will be illegal in this country. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. Donald Trump back in court Thursday in New York for his criminal trial regarding hush money. He had this to say going into the courthouse.
There's no case that should have never been brought, but if it was going to be brought, it should have been brought 8 years ago. You know, we're talking about 2015, 2016.
The former president's already been found in contempt for violating the gag order. The body of a fifth construction worker who went missing during the collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore has been discovered. The victim identified as 49-year-old Miguel Angel Luna Gonzalez from Glen Burnie, Maryland. Salvage teams found a missing construction vehicle and the body was recovered from inside. The national average for a gallon of regular gas has increased slightly from Wednesday. AAA now reporting it at $3.67 per gallon. California drivers still face the highest prices, with the lowest in Mississippi. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on, get with it. Get with the program. I so much appreciate the time you spend with us here on the air, in the chat room. Just being part of the conversation. Really being part of the solution. And yes, I do appreciate the time you spend with me, believe it or not. You know, on the air and in the chat room, and maybe even just getting involved online with me. You know, some of you more than happy to respond to some of the stuff I have up on some of the social media. I am not a big, just for what it's worth, I am not a big Facebook kind of person, if you would. You know, I've been beat by them for so long and so hard, I just go, you know, I don't need this aggravation. I want you to hear how Ronald Reagan dealt with, should say was willing to deal with, what was going on these campuses in his day. Take a listen.
Those people told you for days in advance that if the university sought to go ahead with that construction, they were going to physically destroy the university. Now, why did you
negotiate many times?
Negotiate? What is to negotiate? What is?
The university is a public institution.
That's right. But the university,
its own community, and for the community of Berkeley that live around it.
All of it began the first time some of you who know better and are old enough to know better let young people think that they had the right to choose the laws they would obey as long as they were doing it in the name of social protest. Those people told
you... There you go. That's the way it works. That's the way it happens. Shut them down. Like he said, he knew. They knew days ahead of time. They knew what was happening. They don't have a right... Look at it. They have a right to protest. Let's just be clear. They have a right to protest. They don't have a right to destroy. And that's where... That's where there's a major chasm, right, between us and them. I have no other way to say it. They have no problem with the total destruction of these colleges, defacing of the property. That is not protesting. Sorry, it doesn't work that way, people. You may think it's okay. That doesn't mean it is. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732. Hey, hey, hey. 556. Okay. So, 855-REAL-JOE. All right. There are cases coming in front of the Supreme Court that are going to be challenging the gun and magazine bans, including several lawsuits from Illinois and other states, you know, all across the country. Now, Illinois banned more than 170 semi-automatic firearm magazines over certain capacities in January 2023. Federal lawsuits were filed. Appeals of separate preliminary actions against the law were shot down by the Seventh Circuit Court, the U.S. Appeals Court. Plaintiffs in February asked for the U.S. Supreme Court to intervene. On Tuesday, the court moved several Illinois cases, the one challenging Maryland's ban, to conference on May 16th. And this is really significant. You know, they've been trying very hard to get the cases to the Supreme Court. The sad part is it was never meant to be like this. The court was never meant to respond to and answer all these things. And a lot of the things they're answering to or dealing with right now, if you think about this, our amendment rights, Second Amendment, First Amendment, I mean, the two most important that we have are the ones they're dealing with on a regular basis. The Supreme Court dealing with these issues is now going to get there. We'll get the Second Amendment Foundation, hopefully. You know, it's funny because we're revisiting some of these amendments, laws, issues that have been ruled on in years gone by, obviously not making it set in stone. The state of Illinois argues in its filings that the Seventh Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals made the right decision saying the ban was has a likelihood of succeeding on the merits, equating banned semi-automatic firearms to military weapons. The problem is that, again, a, what, 22 semi-automatic? Is a military weapon? Seriously? A 9mm automatic is akin to a military weapon? It's extremely important because, look, if you can ban semi-automatic firearms, are you going to ban single shotguns tomorrow? What if I go from a 6-shooter to an 8-shooter to a 9-shooter? What happens? Too many bullets? The Second Amendment is pretty clear. It doesn't say that improvements to technology limit your Bill of Rights. It's true. The founding fathers were not stupid people. They knew what was coming up. They knew how evil we could be. Think about what they had just gone through, too. If you want to put the Second Amendment in perspective, and you don't want to go look up the journaling that was done during the argument, then go understand history. What did they just come away from? What fight did they just come away from? Right? I mean, what rights were taken away from them by the king? Let's talk about that. Use your brains to figure out why they put these out there. Did you think if they put the Second Amendment there just so you could still do your hunting and kill your food, then why didn't you say every American is entitled to a gun so he can feed his family? They didn't write that. And if you look at what the Declaration opens with, how it talks to these issues. Right? It's amazing how many people just simply won't read these things. Just read it. Read what it says. It's not... Yeah. It's not that hard. I mean, look, just take the first or second paragraphs, right? It says the Unanimous Declaration of the 13 United States of America. Listen carefully. I know some of you are going to hear every third word. When in the course of human events, comma, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, right? The England and the America. And to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station in which the laws of nature and of nature's God. So they didn't just say the laws of nature. They didn't just say the laws of God. They knew, right? Who governs the laws of nature's God, of nature? God does. That's why they put both of those lines in there. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. So at some point in time, because these people were so against God's law, nature's law, it was time to separate. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of, not the guarantee of, but the pursuit of happiness, right? And that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. And men, we are the governments, derived their just powers from the consent of the governed. In other words, you don't lord over us. We vote you in to do the will of the people, not your will. Right? That whenever, ready for this one? This is the one that they don't want you to hear. Shh, don't listen if you really don't think you can handle it. Whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, in other words, if your government gets in the way of you having life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that you stop understanding that your rights come from the Creator, it's time for a smackdown. When any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it's a responsibility and the right of the people to alter or abolish it. In other words, if the government gets out of hand and get too big for themselves and no longer listening to the people, it's your responsibility. I didn't say go wipe them out or kill them. Let's be clear. It's the right of we the people to make a change. We do that by voting. And since voting has become so corrupt in this country, it's kind of hard to feel right about it. Or to abolish it and to institute a new government, laying the foundation back on those principles. We'll talk more about this when we come back. Joe, senior host. Yeah, I'm wound up. Let me go walk around the block. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen. We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys are spending with me here on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, part of the solution, right? I mean, there's so much going on. And pick an issue. Pick something that is close to your heart. I always say that you're hot on and that doesn't always come off right, but pick something that's close. You know, it's very hard how far we've come from the reality of how this country was formed, what it takes to keep it the way it is. But we've forgotten who came before us and what they did. I've been reading from the Declaration of Independence, not to be corny or what have you, but when you see the assault on the Second Amendment and the First Amendment happening right now, and the assaults aren't coming from people suing people over it. The assaults are coming from the actual government that those were put in place to keep away from us. And it's very specific. You have to have a first grade education not to understand this. And I know some get all upset at the part we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And as many in the black community say, well, it wasn't meant for us. Yeah, it was. Racism has not been wiped out. It wasn't wiped out then. Isn't wiped out now. I get it. Not only is it not wiped out then and wiped out now, but look, whether you want to agree to it or not, white folks have fought for your freedom. Asian folks have fought for your freedom. Hispanic folks have fought for your freedom. And each other's rights. Man tends to be evil. There's no way around it. And teaching DEI or SEL in these schools, they're going to change that. It's until we truly understand our value and what our rights are, that's when it changes. It's not that hard. It's not a college-level concept. Even a guy like me who almost didn't graduate from high school can get it. You read this without preconceived notions. Again, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they're endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. To secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. And from a biblical standpoint, which some of you I know aren't Bible-based, God gave us government. Says so. He allowed us to govern ourselves. Tells us even how to choose that person. Very specifically. But he goes on to say, the Declaration, remember, signed by all those guys that, you know, hated black folks and hated Hispanics and hey, whatever, it's all a bunch of garbage. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, of, in other words, of squelching your pursuit of happiness, squelching your liberty, squelching your life, squelching your ability. Now, they started this country, they came here so they could live a life that they didn't have the government over their head all the time, like a jerky stuff that our government does today. They're going to regulate the water on your property. If you own a property that has a pond, they have a right to come in, shut down whatever it is you're doing, test the water on your property. Never. It was never meant to be like that. It was never meant to have intrusions like that. That's my property. Mine, not yours, not the government's. It's my property. Back to, whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it's the right of the people to alter or to abolish it altogether. Hello? To shut it down. And to institute new government. Yes, institute a new government. In other words, you guys are terrible. You don't live to that constitution that we have. You throw it up from time to time just to make it sound like you have a clue. I guarantee you that 99.5% of those guys sitting in the Capitol can't tell you what the constitution. They can recite portions of it, but they can't recite the whole thing. They can't tell you what's in it. They can't tell you what their rights are. So, I mean, here they are, the guys that put this together, the guys that put this government together, that laid it out, said, hey, if they waver from this, if they get away from this document that we put down, if they get away from allowing you to live your life, wipe them out and start all over. Let's be clear, not kill them all. Wipe them out, vote them out, shut them down. But we've allowed it to become too powerful. We've allowed that. We the people. The ones that had the ability to stop them. How many of you have heard stories about teenagers out of control? I'm sure many of you have. We deal with kids all the time. I deal with organizations that deal with teenagers all the time. One of the most common things I always hear is when kids lash out at their parents, teenage kids, mostly girls, believe it or not. And the parents all of a sudden wake up one day, child's 15, 16, whatever. Kind of been on its own in a lot of ways for a long time. And the child says, I'm going out. Ma says, no. I said, well, wait a minute. You haven't been a mother to me for 15 years. All of a sudden, you're going to tell me what to do? You've told me to do anything I want to do. You've allowed me to do anything I wanted to do. Even when I fought with you, Mom, you let me do what I want. You know what? Now you're going to tell me no? Sorry, not going to happen. And she walks out the door. That's what the federal government's done. They said, we know better than you. You elected us because we're smarter than you. You elected us because you know we're better than you. And we're going to just ignore that pesky Constitution and the Declaration and move on. This form of government has become destructive. You Republicans that are sitting back, want to play nice with the other side, do you see where that got you? And some of the people you've elected are now saying the Republicans are too far right to kill in the country. No, it's the Republicans that won't take a stand on the Constitution. Instead of saying, I swore to uphold the Constitution, what are you upholding when you vote on this stuff? What? What exactly, what part of the Constitution are you exactly upholding when you spend more money to secure another country than you do your own? What part? Where is that? Tell me what that is. Yeah, you can't find it. I'll wait. I'll come back next week. You still won't be able to find it. Where the Constitution does it say that a woman has a right to kill her baby because she, I don't know, for whatever reason? And don't give me this thing about the life of the mother and all that, okay? We can discuss that. The majority of abortions are performed because they're inconvenient. Wrong color eyes. It's going to be a boy instead of a girl. And go look at the numbers. Don't believe me. Go look at the numbers. Right? So this wasn't that hard. Now, a lot of people come back to thinking that the only reason we broke away from Britain was because of taxation without representation. Not true. I mean, it was part of it, but it's not true. There was a grievance. Remember, the Declaration is a declaration of grievances. Okay? I mean, seriously, we tried. We had abolitionists before we became a country. We had states or colonies that were, you know, beating their brains out to do away with slavery. The king said, you're not going to do it, because if you do, I'll replace you with another governor, and I'll take you to England here, and I'll whip your backside. That simple. Look, the Declaration could be read in about 10 minutes. I'm not trying to speed read it, but it could be read in about 10 minutes. So my attitude with you is to say, hey, read it. Tell me what you got out of it. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing in variable the same object, like evidences are designed to reduce them under the absolute despotism, it is their right. It's their duty to throw off such government. In other words, when your government is actively working against you, it's your duty, in our case, vote them out. Provide new guards for the future, our future and our security. In other words, put new people in place. Right? The Declaration goes on to say that there's been patient sufferance from the colonies on the things that the king have done to them. They go on to say the history of the present king of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries to the colonies. And then they list the facts. Right? You should read them. They're in there. He's forbidden the governors to pass laws in their own colony until he's approved them. I mean, seriously, you got, just read it through. Do me a favor, read it through. If it takes you longer than 10 to 15 minutes, then I would say you're probably a public school graduate, and I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, I'm only a kid. But seriously, because I guarantee if you read it through quickly, you're going to want to go back, look at it, and again, reassess. Hey, God bless, guys. Thanks for listening to my ranting. I appreciate your time with me. We're going to be back here with you tomorrow. Hopefully you'll join us. You've been listening to the Joe Messina Show.